Amen. He is risen, friends. He is alive and well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for everything you've done in my life, in everyone else's life. Welcome, friends, to a very special edition of Sunday Morn Praise, Sunrise Edition, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Well, let me read a devotion to you before we kick off some more praise and worship music. And happy Easter to everyone. I want to wish you all happy Easter from my podcast studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. We've just got through having some heavy rain, and a rain's just now let up, and I'm looking over here outside the window. Clouds are clearing. I think we're going to have some clear skies today and warm weather. And I hope you all enjoy your Easter as well, even though you may be confined in. It's a different kind of Easter, isn't it? But we know one thing, Easter is still the same, because our Lord and Savior paid the price for my sins and your sins and gave us eternal life. Well, Scripture reminds us, today's devotion I want to read to you is the hope of heaven. Scripture reminds us, friends, in the book of Psalms, chapter 116 and verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You see, friends, death is the one experience, which we all will pass, that we will meet it with resignation, denial, or even without a moment's thought. But come it will. But death for the believer is distinctly different from what it is for the unbeliever. You see, for us, friends, it isn't something to be feared or shunned, for we know death is but the overshadowed threshold to the palace of God. You know, no wonder Paul declared, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Remember that? Check it out in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 23. You see, friends, sometimes God gives his departing saints a glimpse of heaven. Partly, I believe, to encourage those of us who remain. You know, just before dying, an example that someone had shared with me about their grandmother had sat up in bed and she smiled and said, I see Jesus and he has his hand outstretched to me. And then there was a gentleman named Ben. And she also said that she had seen both of the eyes and both of their legs. Ben was this particular lady's grandfather who had lost an eye and had lost a leg at Gettysburg. Are you looking forward to the day when you will go to be with Christ, which is far better? Hope for you today. Do you dread or fear death? God's promises that glories that awaits us far outsides anything we will ever be leaving behind. Amen. Amen. You know what? I'll tell you what. We're going through some times. We're going through some struggles. But Gold City reminds us that he's going to come back one day, soon and very soon, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection of He is Risen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Midnight Cry, Gold City.
Hear the trumpet.
Sunday Morn Praise, special Sunrise Edition, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian podcaster and friend, C.A. Good Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning. He is risen. He is alive and well. He is in our hearts, Christians all over the nations. Despite what's going on with COVID-19, we're going to continue to be praying that off at the close of our podcast later on. I want to read another Bible devotion. I probably have read this to you guys. In fact, I know I have, but I want to read it again. It's Redeemed by Love. Scripture reminds us, friends, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. The word redeem means to pay back, to recover by paying a price. The word redeem can illustrate by the ancient word through the position of a slave who had been captured in battle or intensed into serving one who is not his legal master. His real master, however, intent on recovering his slave service and love, would buy him back and redeem him from the enemy at a personal cost. You see, as we well remember, this is what God did for us. Captured by Satan and tensed into his service, we were slaved by sins without hope of deliverance. But God still loved us, and he was determined to restore us to his household. By his death on the cross, You see, Jesus paid the price for my deliverance, your deliverance, our deliverance, a price far greater than a true value. He did it solely because he loved us. And now we have been redeemed. Hope for you today. An object is only worth that someone, what someone is willing to pay for it. But see, God looked down from heaven and saw us stained with sin and trying to cover ourselves and was willing to sacrifice his son to redeem us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to play a song right now everybody loves. It's a live version. The Wonderful Cross. Your friend, my friend, Michael W. Smith. Amen. Home free, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morn Praise, early rise edition, special edition today. We're playing kind of a mix of some uplifting music. We know a lot of you guys are going through a lot. I am your Christian podcaster and friend, CA. I want to remind you, I didn't get a chance to, my 24-hour prayer line or text line is up. It is toll-free, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Also, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I've got another song coming up that you guys are going to love. It's a Stephen Curtis Chapman song. And we're going through a lot right now, as we are all across America, maybe lost loved one, grieving right now. No, you are loved, and this song is directed towards you all. His love, His strength is perfect. That's a beautiful song. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. And a lot of us probably feel mentally and physically drained. But I want to take just a moment before I play my last song on Sunday Morn Praise to take some time to give you a moment just to kind of meditate and thank God for everything He's done for you, even during these trials and tribulations that we have gone through, friends. Whether it's grieving of a lost loved one or whether it's losing hope, knowing that He is there and He is always going to be there. Jesus paid the price for us. Today is a celebration, and every day should be a celebration, because He is risen. Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to close it out with this song. And it is Victory in Jesus by Guy Pyford on the Gaither Band. So here we go. Sunday Morn Praise. Amen. Victory in Jesus. That's the way it should always be each and every day. One of my favorite songs, despite who sings it, Victory in Jesus. I used to love it when I was a Baptist. And I used to hold the hymnal back in the days. And I hope churches continue to keep the hymnals in the church and use them from time to time. Knock the dust off of them. They're kind of one of my pet peeves. Okay, well, thank you, friends, for tuning in to Sunday Morning Praise Special Edition, Easter Sunday Rise. I want to wish you, on behalf of me and the podcast team, the Morning Brew Christian podcast team, happy Easter. He is risen. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, well, let's lead off in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. What an unusual Easter. We're celebrating you always. We are, God. Jesus, the ones that are, all of us that are home and not able to make church services today, as we're finding ways to celebrate and draw close to you, we love you so much, and we pray, God, that COVID-19 be gone, and the ones that are infected, that they be touched and be gone. The ones that are grieving over loved ones that have lost to COVID-19, that you would just touch them and give them comfort. God, we give you everything. We lift it up in your name, for we love you. The ones that have lost loved ones, may you comfort them during this time of grieving. The ones that are unemployed, may they get employment back. The ones that are struggling financially, the financial responsibility that's overwhelming them. The ones that are stressed, blood pressures are up. This is an unusual encounter that we're encountering. But we know one thing, that you've got us and we still cling to the cross. We cling all of our faith, all of our hope, all of our trust in you. We love you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So we continue to celebrate the holy day today with you, dear Jesus. Every day is a holy day. Oh, Jesus, we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friends, I'm not going to play any closing music. Two quick reminders. Three. One, you like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, toll-free 1-800 number, 24-hour prayer or text line, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. And you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. One more thing, Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at morningsbrew, or look up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And I'm on YouTube, CA-Christian Podcaster. Going to be working on that. I probably need something like about 1,000 before we can do a live one on that. So we're trying to get the dust webs knocked off on that. Anyway, enjoy your Sunday. God bless you. Happy Easter. Remember, the sun's going to rise. It always does. On the other side, and enjoy life. L-I-F-E. Talk to you soon. Enjoy your time with your family. Be safe. God bless. Bye for now.